Amper Bliss, author of Lesbian Fiction, and I'm her missus. Thank you for listening to our podcast where we try to talk about our journey in writing and publishing.
But we usually get sidetracked by television or our cat.
Meow.
Welcome to Harper Bliss and her missus. Hello everyone, this is episode 33 of
Harper Bliss
and her missus.
We're recording this on Wednesday, 8 May 2019.
And it'll also come out on Wednesday, 8 May 2019.
I hope so.
Yes, so we'd better keep this.
All depends on you.
We have to keep it short because I have to edit it and upload it today as well.
But why are we recording it only today?
Because we are in Paris.
Paris.
Yes, and we didn't have time to do it yesterday because we were driving to Paris and we didn't have time to do it on Monday. I don't remember why, but anyway, we're doing it today.
Yes, so we are in Paris.
Yes, we're in Paris.
And we thought we'd say it'd be fun to go in the middle of the week, we can go shopping, but turns out it's a public holiday in France today.
Yes,
because the French hardly ever work.
So, I'd forgotten that the 8th of May, I think it used to be a public holiday in Belgium as well, but they...
Not in my time, I'll tell you that.
They cancelled it, and so now, but it is
May,
still in France.
May is just one big public holiday.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, most of the shops are open.
Yeah,
so,
but they'll be busy.
Yes.
Because people are, buying, shopping.
Yeah, maybe so. We'll see. But the weather's crap, so shopping is really the only thing you want to do. And I mean, we could go to a museum or an exhibition as well.
Can drink wine.
Or go inside, go to a cafe and drink wine.
I'm not much of a wine drinker. I mean, I prefer beer, but when I'm in Paris, I just love drinking wine.
Yes, we had some yesterday.
Yeah, and I tried three different wines. They were all lovely.
Yes, and two of them organic wines.
Yeah.
And one white wine, it tasted like apple juice.
Yeah.
It was really quite pleasant.
It was alcoholic apple juice. It's perfect.
Yeah.
No, it was great.
Yes.
We had yesterday when we arrived, the weather was lovely. So we went for some wine and a stroll and a nice meal.
Yes.
Just, being in Paris is just fun.
Yes, it's fun indeed.
But I mean, we are working, but,
Yes, because you did some writing this morning.
Yes, I did. I did 2,000 words.
Wow.
Can you believe it? But I'm in the middle of a sex scene, so... That's usually when I write the fastest.
Yes. You did ask me, can a sex scene be too long? And I said, not if it's not boring.
This one is going to be hella long.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's very important for the story. And then, things will go to shit for a bit.
As they tend to do.
No spoilers, but, that's how it is. But, it's interesting because, we're still on the teacher crush, aren't we?
Yes, yes.
So...
I can't wait to read what you wrote.
Well, I had to beg you to read the last chapters I sent you.
Oh, excuse me, you sent them to me, yesterday? I haven't really had much time.
It's true, you were driving.
I was driving, so otherwise I would have read them in the car, but I mean, it's not like you're going to drive us to Paris, is it?
Oh, zing.
Zing, yes.
Zing, ouch.
Anyway, I read
I
it
I could.
Well...
You,
I mean,
you
in
never
theory,
let me.
Okay, well, do you want to drive back?
Oh, God, no. I would start having nightmares right now, and I just woke up.
Also, you don't have your driver's license on you.
No,
so
I have no idea where it is. Actually, I do know where it is, but seeing as I never use it.
So you're not even allowed to drive me home.
Just, the usual disclaimer, our cat is being taken care of.
Yes.
By her auntie who lives right around the corner.
Yes.
So
she's not just
worry.
There on her own.
Plus, as I said to you, I needed a break from the cat because, I spent all my time with my cat.
You're way up, too much up in each other's
and
business.
And I think she needed a break from us as well. I mean, not, by request, but I think, it gives her a little reset because she gets so much attention all the time. She gets, too big for her paws. Too big for her furry paws. So I think it's good for both of us because, I mean, you've been away a lot lately with your golfing and stuff. So I spent all my alone time with my cat and I needed a break.
Yeah, she's, she gets really spoiled. I mean, the cat, not you. And it's probably good for her to have a bit of alone time.
Because then she can appreciate us again.
Yes.
Because sometimes I feel that she takes us for granted.
Yes, we are still talking about this, a cat.
This could not be any more lesbian. So, but did we do some work last week since
not
we recorded?
Much. Well, I've still been having back issues and it's really painful to sit on
my
desk
chair.
Well,
for the first time, you've had this desk for how long? Years, 2 years almost, and you're finally using the stand-up.
Well, I did. I used it before, but then when we moved, my desk setup kind of changed.
Because I made you move offices.
Yes, you made me move offices, and then I couldn't use that desk for a bit. But now I've been using my stand-up desk for the past few days, but I mean, it's tiring on the feet to stand up all the time.
I know,
but it is.
I come into your office and then you're sitting in your chair, but your desk is up super high. That is not the point.
It's not how I usually am. So I've been standing up a lot, but of course I've been limiting my hours at my computer because of my back. But it's getting better, so hopefully I'll be able to do more regular work now.
I hope so, because you've been taking off all this time.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Goodness me. But yeah, you did bring home a little bit of bacon.
Yes.
With that cover you made.
Yes, so, you know.
So. Well, because last week was a holiday as well. There was a public holiday as well on the 1st of May.
Yes.
In Belgium also. You went off, you know.
I had to play my interclubs. I had to go play against the...
Did you win?
No, because I played against a 20... I played against someone who's a... for anyone who understands golf lingo, she's a plus 2.4 handicap. So that means she needs to play 2 under par to play her handicap. You know, that's just pro level playing. Also,
minus 2?
Well, yeah, it is, but you say plus 2. Oh. I don't know why. But then the worst part is we had to wait, so we started chatting, and I found out that she's doing the same studies as I did. So I told her, I went to the same school. I got my degree in 98, and her reply was, I was 2 years old then. So if I wasn't losing before, she completely... You know, broke my spirit then.
Keep happening to us as we grow older.
And she was the oldest one I played against. I mean, before that, I'd played a 13-year-old and a, 15-year-old.
Oh, goodness me, these are children.
I know. I was happy I was playing someone who at least was at university, but, you know, still.
What do you talk about with these people? Or you don't talk?
But usually in those kind of matches, you don't do a whole lot of, you know, chit-chat.
It's very
because
focused
it's,
for
yeah.
like 4 hours.
Yes. Cause,
you don't speak.
Well, because you each have your caddy, so you usually chat to your caddy. But there, you know, we were playing quite fast and we had to wait at almost every shot. So then we found we had that in common and we chatted a bit about the school. And, you know, because the way degrees work has changed so much in the last 20 years in Belgium, you know. The way with the like bachelor and masters, it wasn't like that, you know, when I was studying. So anyway, we did chat a bit about that, but yeah, I felt old, very old.
So on this public holiday, did I take a day off? No, I did not. I never take a day off anymore.
Well, yes, it's true. You worked.
I work, bringing home the bacon. If I'm lucky, you sometimes bring home one egg or something to have with my bacon. But usually we get our eggs from my parents, from their chickens.
I don't even need to bring my own eggs.
So you don't even bring home the eggs, maybe some bread.
Yes.
You do. Anyway.
Enough with that metaphor.
On the 1st of May, I did Chris Fox's course, Ads for Authors Who Hate Math. And I mean, I don't hate math. I really don't hate it. I mean, I do. I've come to love a spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do love me some Excel and I color code it and everything.
But the spreadsheet does the maths for you.
Yeah, exactly. So I did that. I mean, it's very entry level. I mean, I'm not entry level. You can say about me what you want.
You're not a basic bitch.
But I'm not entry level. So my conclusion is. Well, I ended up making a bunch of ads and spending a lot of money, obviously. And I mean, I do have one tip for AMS ads, because I mean the course is also about Facebook ads. I'm not on Facebook anymore, and Reddit ads, which I didn't even know was a thing, and BookBub ads. But then he says, I actually don't know anything about BookBub ads. Read David Goffin's book, which I have already done. But honestly, that is just too complicated. Also, I have something against David Goffin's writing. I mean, I'm sure he's a lovely guy, but he just makes these stupid jokes in his book. I cannot bear them. Anyway, aside from that, so I focused on the AMS ads. And I have to say, I did do like an advanced version of the course, so it was not like fully finished yet. I think there are some 4 more modules that I was not able to do. But in the AMS module, he recommends, he says that he never uses keywords for targeting anymore. I said, what? I said, what the foop is this soup? And he says he uses the product targeting. I mean, this is very, you will only understand this if you do AMS ads. So I said, I have to try this product targeting, blah, blah, blah. But it did not work for me at all. I think for less fake, you're better off using keywords.
Okay.
This is my conclusion.
Okay, interesting. I hope everybody got that.
For me, it's worked pretty well up until now.
Okay.
But I'm always looking for some sort of silver bullet when I take a class like that, but there are no silver bullets.
No.
It doesn't exist.
No.
So actually, I just really spend all my time writing instead of doing all this other shit.
Yeah, maybe.
But I did write. I mean, I progressed in my Cotswolds book.
Yeah, it's going well, right?
Yeah. I just passed the 40K mark.
Oh, that's good.
We'll get there in the end. I mean, I have already had to add an extra week to my first draft writing.
Okay.
But it's fine, because I mean, I have the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point of this year,
mm-hmm.
to have the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I'm really enjoying the book so far. So
thank you.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure your fans will love it too.
I hope so.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Okay. Well then. Also, this week marks my first year without social media.
Oh, yeah.
My 1 year anniversary without social media.
Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been amazing. But I think I still have some profiles out there. I should really delete them.
Yeah, I think we kept them in case you reversed
your
decision. I think
I still have an Instagram and a Facebook profile for Harper Bliss. I don't have my personal anymore. I can keep my page, I guess, but
well, I think
what's
it's a good
point?
Idea to keep the page, yeah. Just in case, you know, we decide, oh, let's try Facebook advertising again, because you need the page to do the ad.
But Zuck is not getting any of my money. I'm giving it all to Bezos. I'd like to give it to a woman once, but it's always men.
Yeah.
Christ's sake.
Oh, well. But yeah, so 1 year without social media, do you feel your life has improved?
Oh, I do, but I still think it's very personal that, you know, someone like me, I really cannot deal with social media very well. It took me a while to understand, but it's not as if, when I quit, the week after my life instantly got like a whole lot better.
Yes, but
it's
1 year
slow.
On.
1 year on, I can definitely say it was the right decision. I would never go back to social media. I mean, I don't even think about it anymore now.
Well, except when you ask me, can I see your Instagram?
Well, yeah, because you do this Instagram challenge of posting a picture every day. And I'm interested in seeing your picture.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay.
I think that's normal.
Okay.
I mean, I don't consider that being on social media.
And also, if there's a nice picture of Padma Lakshmi, I have to show
She's
it to
naked.
You.
Yeah, if Padma Lakshmi's naked, you have to show it to me. That's just how it is.
Okay.
So, but no, I don't miss it at all. On my phone, I don't even have email on my phone anymore. I don't have email on my iPad. I only read email on my computer, and my computer is usually up in my office on the top floor of our house. So if I want to read email, I'm going to have to work for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel much more relaxed. Of course, there are many other distractions, right? I mean, I think I do read more news, because then I said, I need to take these news apps off my phone as well, which I did. But then I always read them in Safari, even though it's a pain in the neck to do so. Because
yeah.
I think only yesterday I said to you,
I should put
these apps back, because I'm always on them. But
yeah.
I mean, I'm, you know, these are, yeah, I think it's all right. Because I browse headlines because...
Right, it's really two newspapers, right? That you have a UK one and a Belgian one.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with you know, reading a newspaper. On the contrary, it's good if it's like a valid, real newspaper with real news and, you know, good journalistic values.
Well, I usually, what I mainly read in a newspaper is recaps of Game of Thrones and Line of Duty. And like, you know, when my team is playing in the Premier League.
Yeah.
I can't say who my team is right now. It hurts too much.
So it's not Liverpool then?
No, it's not Liverpool. But it could be my team if they made a documentary about it. I mean, I can so easily switch teams.
Well,
I don't have any.
A Belgian player made the decisive goal yesterday.
I know,
for Liverpool in the Champions League,
Uri, and we were not able to watch it.
We walked past the pub and we said, "Oh, look, they're going to show it here." And we said, "Oh, yeah, Liverpool, not really that interested." But we should have watched because apparently it was an amazing match.
I know. I said, "Oh, come on, they're 3-0 behind. They're not going to make that up." Plus, that pub was full of, you know, well, it wasn't packed, but. It was like a male burly audience.
Well, yeah, that's in a pub to watch a football match. That's what it's going
to
be, right?
So, but tonight I'd like to maybe watch. But also I like to go to bed at 9:30, so it's a problem.
Yeah, maybe we can watch the first half.
Yeah,
and then come to bed.
That's not going to be possible. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
How did we get to this?
I don't remember. Anyway.
I do want to say one more thing quickly
about
my new addiction.
Yes.
In the Author Central, they've added a tab, Customer Reviews, where you can see all the latest reviews on your books, on all of your books on Amazon. This is my new addiction. Oh, but I haven't been on it yet today. It's so amazing. And then it made me realize, because I always think, oh God, I get so many bad reviews, but I really don't. Because all my latest reviews are 5-star. But of course, this could also be because I opened my launch team for a brief period. And, you know, I did ask people to leave some new reviews.
Yes, that's probably it.
But
let's wait until, you know, non-solicited reviews come
out. I do get bad reviews on like my free books, like The Pilot of French Kissing and... yeah, like
some
summer
of the short
heat.
Stories.
But they do also get good reviews, so it's, I mean, you know,
It's
a bit mixed.
Well, you're always going to get good and bad reviews. You're never going to please everyone.
Well, anyway, for any authors out there who have not discovered this, I only discovered this. This might have existed for years, but I only discovered it a few weeks ago. And now I go on every morning after writing to prop up my ego. Because you can also select to only see 5-star. But that's not what I do.
Okay.
But it's fun. Okay, we should probably wrap it
up
now.
Yeah, so I can start editing straight away. Okay, well, then we will be back next week.
Yes, not from Paris.
No, we'll be back in Brussels next week.
Yes.
Okay, until next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Harper Bliss and Her Misses.
You can find all the episodes and show notes at harperblissandhermisses.com.
We also have a favor to ask.
If you could rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to it, that would help other people find us.
Thank you.